what's happening in the world of footy.
Yeah, what's happening in the world of AFL?
Well, speaking of paying off, I mean, it's certainly Carlton, their form's paid off, Jamie, because they've now got the Good Friday slot.
It's a disgrace.
I tend to agree with this.
Yes, so you get your thoughts as a Western Bulldogs fan.
What have we done wrong? We beat them by 150 points.
What the Bulldogs have done wrong is they've won by too much. So they should have maybe wheeled back in the last quarter. So they won by 128 and 68 points the last 2 years. 28,032, which is not too bad on a Good Friday. The Bulldogs and North Melbourne, of course, worked together on this to get it built up. And now the Dogs...
That was our second run at it, because we got sin bin for a couple of years.
So I think this would be sin bin for good now. And they've put a lot of work into promoting the game. And just reading Jay Clark's story today, so the Carlton, they're pushing for the top four. They're a TV phenomenon. Well, the Bulldogs finished higher than Carlton. Yeah. They played in the grand final the year before. So they
think they'll get 50 if Carlton go.
45-ish, obviously. But I think North will have more drawing power this year with Clarko. But I've just got a feeling if Peter Gordon was still president of the Dogs, this wouldn't happen.
Blaming Kylie.
No, I just think Gordon was part of the birth of this. And it's a bit of a slap to the Bulldogs because Carlton, of course, have still got their opening game against Richmond, which is a marquee.
They've got a couple of marquees.
They've got another
They have Carlton Collingwood. They have Carlton. They have some decent games. That's a snub.
It's a snub.
It's because we're a power club and you're not.
Oh, we. No. Oh, hello. Oh. We. Yeah. We's piped up over here.
And we've been in the wilderness for too long.
Oh, we.
And now we're back.
Are you the team that was like 10-1 and then didn't make the finals? Is that the same team?
Last season.
Thank you.
Yeah, so the leaks have just started, Scotty, on the fixtures.
Well, I thought when I was in the office, you know, rare visit yesterday, I was told the magic round, we were going to get the drop about what it's going to be called, and I can't see it in my paper. Yeah, what the name, as we discussed yesterday. And maybe the AFL's changed their mind again.
Right, so it's not too far away from announcing that, and we'll have the mayor of Mount Barker coming up, James.
He might know, actually.
Well, he seemed fairly confident.
Leachy might know.
Leachy was confident yesterday when I spoke to him that they'll get the game. So that's great news for them. Now, what about St Kilda, as the owl mentioned? Max King, if there's one player you'd least like to lose at this stage when you're the Saints, it's him. So it's a left shoulder. Of course, a couple of years ago, Jamie was concussed on the golf course by a golf ball with an errant sort of
Well, he's already done a knee in his career. His brother did a knee last year. They're a bit...
So it's a bad one too. So it's an immediate, really, decision that he'll need a reconstruction. He's visiting a surgeon, normally 18 to 20 weeks. So I've done my calculations. I think that's at least the first month out.
Not good for
And you Rossi. Lose all your conditioning as a marking player. And he probably needed to work a little bit on his strength anyway just to be able to clunk some of those marks, Scotty. So
Ross Lyon, big setback.
So probably 4 to 6 weeks just in a routine contest. So... Some of this contact training at this time of year.
Oh, you're not happy.
Well, is it worth it?
Oh, I think you can't put them in cotton wool. They used to just run before Christmas. Now they just straight into the ball work because skills are so important. So luck of the draw, but yeah, that's a big blow. King size blow, as the Herald Sun said.
Yeah, it's a good headline.
Good headline.
Now, what about this? A good story from Sam Landsberger, the three uni students who actually broke the
betting
scandal.
This is interesting.
So on TikTok. Nobody really noticed at the time, but it's a 20-second video on their social media, like Facebook sort of areas, called Back to the Bench, the page. So they published a claim in grand final week, 7 weeks before the story officially broke. They even had the correct games involving Majacek and Hanbury that have become the centre of the investigation. So... Look, they inferred that the umpire had some bets on it, pal, but we can't say that at this stage. But we know that there's an investigation into the fact that he may have given some information to some friends and family, Scotty. So
we think the police watched the video and went, hang on, let's go and find this out.
Nobody took notice. What I've got to ask, guys, is you've been in the media a long time. Should they qualify for the AFL Media Association's News Story of the Year? They're not accredited, but there's no bigger story.
Yes, I think they're front runners for that award right now.
We might try and get one of the boys on tomorrow, just to explain how this came about. So,
I was about to say, how did they find the information?
Well, it would have been a leak from a friend or someone close to the action.
There is obviously. Claims after the fact, because the umpire's from the Essendon area, that there was leaks... Not leaks, it was whispers about something. Like a mate of mine rang and go, I had heard something. So it's one of those, but this is good information. Because Majacek, that was the Queen's birthday, and there was Cox played well. Oliver had 87 possession. Like, Majacek wasn't the obvious. I think he was decent odds. And Hanbury's last game...
Well, he got three votes in a losing game.
Yeah, and Sydney beat them quite comfortably.
Quite comfortably.
And I didn't think he... I mean, I saw bits of that game. I don't think he dominated.
No, so there are a couple of the ones they're looking at. And that inquiry's gone fairly quiet, really, hasn't it, for such a big story. But we just wait and see what happens as
They're not charged yet, but haven't they said that police are now looking at the 2021
when he was emergency
betting patterns
for more,
as well?
Yeah. Gee, mate, he's a recidivist. I love it.
Yeah, it's allegedly, Scotty, but no,
of
it's
course,
a great story. But interesting to see what the Media Association does. Our great Damien Barrett's president.
Well, he's a good friend of the program.
Do you have to be officially accredited to win?
No, I wouldn't have thought so.
No, so that's
I
the new world of TikTok and social media. So they might be getting their suit dry, clean, and ready to go, the boys, to pick it up. And it looks like Andy McGrath's going to go back, Scotty, which is a good thing. Essendon.
What, no midfield now?
Yeah. Well,
why?
The new coach likes him back there, maybe as a setup.
The midfield's not exactly chock full of other people who are that good.
No.
Really? He's going back to halfback flank.
Well, do you see him as a disappointing player for number one? I don't think he's.
It's harsh. It's their own fault in a degree. They picked his size and who he was. You know, I wouldn't have gone with him, but he's a nice player.
Yep.
Halfback flanker. Good luck.
And, it was a good... Last night I went to a Les Twentyman Foundation Christmas party, so it was good to see some... Giving back to the community. Great to see Les and the guys. A lot of Bulldog flavour there, and they had a bit of a recent...
What are you... We haven't spoken about it. What are you doing today?
Today? I've got a meeting. And a lunch.
You should be doing something that I'm doing. Why
are you playing in the cricket?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I'm not available, unfortunately. So the Media 11's on today. So it's Adam White.
Once a year.
Daniel Harford. I've been a past player, but just...
Why aren't you playing that?
Well, it's just Christmas sort of lunch rounds at the moment. So catching up. Networking, Scotty.
Networking.
But who's in the team?
I don't know. Once a year I play. I have no preparation. You at least play proper during the week.
Yeah, I play.
I have no preparation.
What time and where, Scotty?
12:30. The only reason I play, that's terrible. The main reason, the Albert Ground, Melbourne's.
Yep.
That's the reason I play. It's the most beautiful cricket ground in Melbourne. And 12:30, we're on. Find my whites, and here we go.
Do you go out after?
There is drinks on after the game, Jamie.
Oh, they do beautiful little barbecue sandwiches. They put on a really
good spread. So you're not showing your face
lemon
again.
Lemon barley water, that sort of stuff. Yeah,
that's a disgrace.
Yeah, why do you sort of put me under pressure to
Well,
you've got to
step up.
No, I had a pre-commitment.
Come on.
I feel you're going to have to do a lot of heavy lifting tomorrow, Jamie, for two reasons. One, Scotty will do a hamstring today. That's about $1.04.
I'll be standing up for that line. I'll be sore. I'll
and
be emotional.
If there's post-match drinks, it could be ordinary.
That's all right, Jamie.
That's all right. You'll be even more entertaining.
Exactly.
And who's the Media 11 playing? Is it the MCC?
We always play them.
No, it should be great.
We should. Have we got a bat? I need to get visualising now.
Is Half going to bring the new Willow?
Yeah, no. Whitey's got a new Willow.
He'll probably bring it, but he won't use it because it's not ready.
Daniel will be there. He's very excited.
We're going to get to the early mail soon and make it three for three.
Kenny Keys.
Oh, can't
His
wait
nickname
for
is? What'd you nickname him?
Florida.